Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Hi, guys. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. We are live on Fire to Inspire. I'm your host, Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself. So, guys, we have been doing a 21-day mind detox, and I'm so excited. Today is day 21. So, everybody starts out the new year with starting off going on these diets and these lifestyle changes. But guess what? If you change your diet and you're eating healthy and your mind is still messed up, guess what? You're still messed up. But before we jump in and talk about all of that, I want to thank all of our sponsors for On Fire to Inspire tonight. I want to thank Mr. John Mark Howard, who has the CD of Purpose. And you can find his CDs on all digital outlets. It is, again, entitled Purpose. And you can find it on all digital outlets or johnsmusic.net, that's J-O-H-N-Z, music.net. Then we have Finding Peace Within, The Journey of a Smile, Prayer Journal by Lisa L. Dalton, excuse me. And you actually were able to hear her last week talk about that. So we were in we were on day 14 when she was, I guess, so it was so perfect for us to be in the mind detox and talking about Finding Peace Within with her. So, good evening, everybody. Rod's Hair and Beauty Bar was your one-stop shop to all of your hair care and beauty needs. So, if you need everything from relaxers to natural hair, lock maintenance, sew-ins, braids, makeup, lashes, and so much more, Rod's can take care of you. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. All CDs are found on Reverb Nation and CD Baby, that's Vincent Lynch. Unique Expression by Design is your one-stop shop to your custom and business needs that you need, from journals to pens, anything you need customized. Angelise Washington and Unique Expression by Design can make that a reality for you. InspiredJewelsForYou.com, that is my $5 jewelry through paparazzi. That's Inspired Jewels. For the letter U.com. And, guys, we do have jewelry out there for you guys. So you have some great, great stuff that you can go and get your wife or your girlfriend. Add that to her stuff for her Valentine's Day gift that's coming up in a couple of days, guys. And also we have It's All About Me stage play coming up on April 21st and 22nd. That is going to be at 4 p.m. those 2 days. It's going to be at the Port of Stafford Performing Arts, and I am going to be a part of this wonderful cast. I'm excited about being in it, and I'm going to be a part of the play 50 Miles Per Hour, written by Lee and Lee Productions with Linda Lee. So I'm so excited about that, guys. So be on the watch out for all of the stuff that's coming up. So many people doing so many things, I tell you. So we thank you for listening to us, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio listening or you're listening, dialed in at 929-477-2178. Thank you so much, everyone. Regardless of how you're listening in, we thank you. And we want to also thank Afrographics with Aaron Senior and Aaron, oh my God, I had a memory left. Aaron, Lord, what is Aaron's last name? Aaron Senior, it'll come to me in just a second. He does graphics. I mean, when I tell you the graphics, you've seen lately, Aaron Richmond Senior, guys, Aaron Richmond Senior. You have seen my updated graphics. He's done the updated graphics for the shows, as well as he does photography. And so, guys, I'm telling you, look him up. He is on Facebook, Afrographics, and it's APHOGRAPHIX. And then we have, finally, we have my book, On Fire to Inspire the Book. This is actually what initiated the show. That's how God gave it to me first, and then he said to bring the show out. And then finally, my children's book, A Learning Book Just For Me, Teaching Kids Foundational English and Spanish. But thank you so much again to all of our, each and every one of our sponsors. Great evening to you. William Jasper, that is too funny. Thank you. Thank you guys for joining me tonight on Friday Inspire. So, guys, I tell you, tonight we're going to talk about an overview of the 21-day mind detox we've been doing. Guys, I'm telling you, I've been getting so many testimonies back from On Fire to Inspire. I've been getting chats. I've been getting text messages. I've been getting so much because people have allowed that word to just wash them. It has been like we were talking 2 weeks ago on day 17, or it's been 3 weeks, whatever day seven. We talked about getting rid of the toxic things, to remove all the toxicity and to bring on the alkaline some things, because cancer can't live in alkalinity. So we talked about alkalining everything. So if that meant removing some people from your space, you know, you still love them from a distance, but if they don't have anything positive to pour into you, then you need to distance yourself and separate yourself from the negative. So we talked about that. So in the first day, the first 2 days, we talked about your I am statements. What are you saying to yourself? What are you, you know, what are your I am statements? Are you saying that you are victorious, you are prosperous, you are more than a conqueror? Or are you saying, I'm defeated, I'm broke, you have what you speak? So what are you speaking? Are you speaking, I am more than, I am victorious? So I just started posting some things each and every day over the last 21 days. So on day two, I posted a sign of a young lady holding up a sign, and it said, I am found, I am blessed, I am inspired, I am strong, I am hopeful, I am forgiven, and I'm saved. So we talked about on day seven, people were posting, what are your I am statements? I was asking people, what are you saying to yourself? What are you saying about yourself? And when you're referring to yourself to other people, what are you saying? And even in your thought process, what are you thinking about yourself? So we talked about that, your I am statements, and just changing your I am statements into being intentional about your words and speaking life over your life each and every day. So we talked about that. And then for those of you who are dialing in, some people are texting, asking about the number. The number is 929-477-2178. Again, 929-477-2178. You can also listen at www.blogtalkradio.com/onfriday-inspire. But we're also on Facebook Live for those of you who are listening in. But again, thank you to each and every person that's listening in by way of the phone line, Block Talk Radio, or Facebook Live. Thank you and welcome. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We're talking about this 21-day overview of this mind detox we've been doing. And so, again, if you're talking about, you know, I'm getting my health in order, and I'm dropping 20 pounds, I'm dropping 50 pounds, I'm dropping 100 pounds, whatever it is your goal is, it's still going to be that same person, 20 pounds lighter, 50 pounds lighter, 100 pounds lighter, if you haven't shifted your mind, you haven't changed your mind to line up with that new person that you want to be, that new creation. So first 2 days, we talked about the I am statement. Day three, we talked about that you've been chosen, that you are chosen. Great evening to you. That you're chosen, that you are a royal priesthood, that you are of a holy nation, and that you are God's special prize possession. So we talked about that on day three. And then day four, we moved into, and all of these are scriptural that I based everything. That was from 1 Peter 2 and 9, New Living Translation, that I gave that to you guys. Day four, we talked about, we came from Ephesians 4, 23 and 24, New Living Translation again. And we talked about, instead of allowing your thoughts and mind and attitudes to just kind of go out there, we're being intentional about our thoughts, our words, and our ideas. So instead of you're allowing the Spirit of God to renew your mind, renew your thoughts, renew your ideas, renew your attitude, and you're putting on that new nature of God and allowing Him to truly, truly transform your mindset. It's, again, about transforming your mind. It starts in the mind. I don't care how much weight you lose. I don't care what you do. As long as you shift that mindset. Amen. Give me just a moment, guys. Let me check on the phone line. All right, they're getting in. All right, because I had some people saying that they were trying to get in on the phone line area and they were having some issues. So, guys, it is open if you want to dial in. We're going to have some talk back in a few moments after I do the reminders and kind of review. So if you want to participate in that portion, again, if you want to participate in the conversation on Blog Talk, you're going to dial in at 929-477-2178. But right now, we are going to continue. We're on day four. Day four, we talked about renewing the mind, allowing the Holy Spirit to renew your mind. Day five, we came out of Philippians 1 and 6, and we talked about being convinced and confident that the work that the Lord has begun in you, that he's going to complete it. So it's not about what you currently see. It's about a knowing. It has become a knowing that you know he's going to complete that work that he's begun in you. And then day six, we moved on into Isaiah 26 and 3, and we talked about him keeping you in perfect peace. You may have all hell breaking loose in your life, but allow the Lord to keep you in perfect peace. Shift your mind, your heart, and everything, your soul, to just depend on him and say, God, you got this. Give it to him because it's not your battle to fight anyway. And then day seven, we came out of John 14:24 Amplified, and we're talking about that peace again. We're just staying in the peace of God and letting his peace sustain you. Because, see, the thing of it all is, how can we allow someone to take our peace when no one gave it to us but him? So how can you allow man, situations, circumstances to take your peace? Man, situation, and circumstances been given to you. And I'm not talking about man in person. I'm talking about man or woman. So anyone that you allow to take your peace, that's not your portion because God gave you your peace. So don't allow anyone to take your peace from you. That was on day seven. We're moving on to day eight, guys, already. Day eight, we talked about it's a new year, a new beginning, a new you. So be liberated in your mind because allow, you know, God to, his word to liberate you, to free you in your mind. And so we talked about that on day eight. Day nine, we moved on into that there is no fear in God, so therefore there's no fear in you. So don't fear, you know, what may happen tomorrow or what you may not have tomorrow. Think about today because tomorrow is already handled. So that was day 10. That was day 9. Moving on to day 10, we talked about that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So that was day 10, knowing that all things are possible through him, and that was coming out of Philippians 4:13. Day 11, we talked about you have the mind of Christ, and that was out of Isaiah 55:9, because if you allow that word to transform your mindset, then your mind will be renewed in him. Day 12, we talked about you've been chosen to produce and appointed, chosen and appointed to produce. So therefore, you're fruitful. So that was day 12. Day 13, I had to remind you once again that you had the mind of Christ, but this time we came out of Philippians 2 and 2. Day 15, reminding you that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. That was day 15. And that you're authentic, that God created you to be unique. You're not a carbon copy. You're not anyone but who God created you to be. So stop trying to be like everybody else. Be the person God created you to be. So you were created to be who you are. You are that only copy. You are that unique. You are that brand that God has created you to be. That was day 15. Day 16, we're talking about that you are a child of God. So you got to see yourself as his child. See yourself. See what you got to understand, that with him, being his child comes with privileges, comes with inheritance. So understand who you are and who your father is. So I had to remind you of that. In day 16, day 17, we talked about the Lord is your comfort. He's your hope. And so you don't allow the distractions to take you anywhere in your mindset. Understand that he's your personal comforter. And that came out of Psalms 94 and 19. That was day 17. On day 18, we talked about being complete, that God has already made you whole and complete. But I don't want to hear one other person tell me, well, I'm ready to get married so I can be complete. No, no, no. You're already complete and she's already complete if I'm speaking to the man, and if I'm speaking to the women, he's already complete. You are 100% whole and complete. He's 100% whole and complete. You're just coming together to enhance and build up, but you're both already complete. So I had to remind you that you're already whole and complete, and no one else needs to do that for you because you're already there. And that came out of Psalms 30 and 2. And then Mind Detox, day 19. Day 19, we talked about you're loved with an everlasting love. You know, sometimes situations and circumstances can come and make you think otherwise. But I had to remind you on day 19 that you're loved with an everlasting love. And that came out of Jeremiah 31 and 3. So you're loved with an everlasting love. There are no exceptions. There are nothing else that needs to be done because that purchase, that great purchase, has already been made for you. So just reminding you that you were loved. You are loved with an everlasting love. Day 20, we talked about see yourself seated and united with your Father in the heavenly places. So if you see yourself seated in heavenly places, then the situation, that circumstance that's happening in your current, you know, realm right now, you just don't focus on that. You get focused on what God is telling you because he has already told you that you're seated with him. And that is on day 20. And then day 21 is today. You made it through, guys. You are on day 21 of the Mind Detox. And today we talked about 2 Corinthians 5:17. And in that one, I'm reminding you that you are a new person. You are a new creation. Old things are passed away. And so those old mindsets, we took out the garbage. We took out all the everything that was toxic to us, everything that was toxic to our environment, we removed it. And so now you're taking on this new man. You've taken on this new person and this new mindset. So congratulations. You have completed your 21 days of your mind detox. And don't it feel good to understand that you are in a new place and not just detoxing that body and losing the weight? Yes, I thank God that you have decided to take on the healthy mindset, to take on the healthy, healthy lifestyle of eating healthy and working out. But you decided, you made a conscious decision that, hey, I'm taking out the garbage. All this weighted stuff that I've been carrying with me is got to go. So for each and every one of you that has done that, thank you for joining us on this 21-day mind detox. We've truly enjoyed it. I've had some great, great, great testimonies come forth. I'm looking forward to others. I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines. So if you want to participate in the discussion on the radio show, dial this number here, 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and I'm going to bring you live with us. Again, that's 929-477-2178. And press option 1. I'm going to bring you live if you want to participate in the discussion. So I'll be right back with you. Let's see if someone's ready to talk. 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We're going to bring you live if you want to share any portion of this mind detox that has been a blessing to you. I tell you guys, you have so many people that will say, you know, you really blessed me. So share, because what you're going to share is going to be a blessing to someone else, I promise you. You know, as we've been moving forth in this mind detox, you know, people have been sharing that, you know what, I needed that reminder. I didn't think about, you know, some of the things that I was still holding on to, some of the things that I was still carrying. I know that Miss Natalie Warren was our guest a couple of weeks ago, and she's a licensed counselor, and she said this. She said, don't allow anyone's opinion to be your reality. And that's what so many people have done. So as we have gone through this 21-day mind detox, we have taken off the old mindset, taken off everything that people have tried to say about you that didn't line up with the Word of God, that everything, hello, how are you doing? Welcome to On Fire to Inspire tonight. I tell you, we are Facebook Live, and for those of you who are on the radio online trying to figure out why I'm saying hello, I'm telling people hello that are joining on the Facebook Live. But as you're taking on this new mindset, you know, and renewing your mind and allowing God to just take out those toxic ways, we've had so many people say, oh, my God, I didn't realize that I was holding on to what somebody said about me or what someone said to me or even childhood stuff, you'd be surprised what people are still carrying from that childhood. So as we've gone through this mind detox, we've taken off all of the things that have tried to be a hindrance to us, and we're taking on that new mindset that God has promised us. We're taking on, this is what I say, guys, if whatever someone says to you or says about you don't line up with the word of God and what God has said about you, go ahead and reject it because it's not yours. That is not your portion. Understand who you are, and when you understand who you are and where you're going, no one can ever take you anywhere and discount you, and they can never tell you anything any longer when you understand who you are and where you're going. It's a knowing. It's a knowing that you have been purchased. You've been bought with a price, that you are in love with an everlasting love, that you have been caused to triumph, that you are created to be victorious. You've created to be prosperous in all your ways. When you know that, you function differently. So take off every weight that anyone else has ever told you and take on that mindset, remembering all of these things. And guys, guess what? This is actually, this 21-day mind detox is going to be an e-book. So that was not something I planned. That was something that the Lord said. So I started working on it on Sunday. So once we get the cover done and wrap everything up and allow the Holy Spirit to continue to wrap it up, I will be letting you guys know about it. So stay tuned on that. And it's only going to be 99 cents, guys. So it's going to be an e-book, and it's going to be 99 cents. So it's going to be every person's budget. So if you want to join in on the discussion tonight, dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We're going to bring you live so you can share with someone, because someone needs to hear what you're talking about. Again, it's 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We'll bring you live with us. You can talk about any portion of this detox, any day that has blessed you, any words that have, because over the last 21 days, I have posted on Facebook each and every day, either a scripture, each day has been a scripture and or a picture, or what God has placed in my heart to share to help someone. So if you are wanting to be a part of the discussion, dial in at 929-477-2178, press option 1. And we will bring you live with us. I do see you guys. Press option 1, we'll bring you live if you want to be a part of the discussion. But I tell you, it has been such a blessing. And watch, as soon as I close out the show, I'll have people texting and calling, oh, my God, girl, I'm sorry, I missed the portion. I'm telling you guys, someone needs to hear what you have to say, what has blessed you, what area has blessed you. I know many people have said that I am statements have been a blessing. I know someone shared with us last week that he was dealing with a lot of things from his past, and that anger was so strong that it was allowing depression to set in. And so we were just rebuking everything that wasn't his, and we were allowing him to take all of that off. And, you know, as we do this, we got to remember that we got to walk in forgiveness. And not just forgiving the person that offended you, but also forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself, that is key. Forgiving yourself for allowing that to happen. Forgiving yourself for whatever it is you did. You know, sometimes your immaturity, regardless of the age you are, sometimes your immaturity can take you some places. But guess what? We're taking all that off. And it's a new day. It is a new day. Amen. Good evening, Kim. Your book on Friday Inspire goes hand in hand with the 21-day detox. Amen. Especially with the poems in the beginnings of the book. Amen, Kim. And guess what? God is doing a new thing because the e-book is coming for that as well. At least that truth, Aaliyah. All right, Eric. So we have some people chatting in on the Facebook Live. So, yes, on Friday Inspire, the actual book, and what Kim is talking about is the book that the Lord gave me right before. So 7 months before the show came out, the book was released. And in that piece, in this book, the Lord gave pieces such as, there's a piece called The Chosen One. And God had to remind you that you've been chosen, that you've been set apart. So in The Chosen One, he's just reminding you. Then he gave you a beautiful sunset picture. This is actually a real picture. And one of the things I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, I need you to give me a beautiful sunset. And, y'all, I promise you, if you ask the Lord for it, he'll give it to you. Don't you see the picture in the book? Let me see if I can get it on the camera right. So this is actually a picture that was taken by my daughter at the age of 10 or 11 years old on a cruise ship. And the Lord said, you have to do this. And I was like, well, Lord, if you're saying to do this, you know how we give them the little things. If you're saying do this, then go ahead and let me see a beautiful sunset. And not only did he give me one, y'all, he gave me two. He said, just in case you second guess yourself, I'm going to give you another one. So in that same book, he gave another sunset. Y'all, these are real live pictures that my daughter captured on that cruise ship. So God will give you your heart's desire, and he will confirm. When he told you to do something, he will confirm it. So, Kim, thank you so much for reminding us of On Fire to Inspire, the book. That is actually available, guys, on already as an e-book, as an audio book, and as a paperback. And you can get it on you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. You can email onfiretoinspire@gmail.com and get the e-book. You can get the CD or the audiobook in CD form or the paperback through onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. So thank you again for that reminder. That does go hand in hand. Also, Kim, the book that I have called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations, that's an e-book right now, and that one goes hand in hand to remind you of the I am statement. So that one's good as well. Great evening to everyone that you're joining. So we've been talking about this 21-day mind detox, taking off all the toxicity, taking off and removing every weight that don't belong to you. Amen. I have that one too. Amen. Thank you so much, Kim, for your support. So taking off everything that don't belong to you, because that's not your portion. Everything that someone's ever said about you from childhood into your adulthood, everything that you've said about yourself, if it does not line up with the word of God, it's time to take it off. Because, see, all of that stuff is toxic. So what we're doing now is we're taking off all the toxicity and we're taking on the alkalinity. We're alkalining our minds, we're alkalining our bodies with the word of God to transform you into that fresh and anew. Because, yes, it's a new year, but we're not taking old thoughts and old mindsets here into 2018. So we're taking off that stuff that you may not intentionally have thought that have brought on, because you might not thought that known that it was coming, but we took them off over the last 21 days, and we're bringing on these new mindsets and being renewed, allowing that word to wash us and renew us. Thank you, Apostle Zoe, for joining us tonight. She reminded us of allowing that word to wash you, allowing that word to refresh you and renew you as you move forth into this newness that God has called you to. 2018 is going to be so mind-blowing for so many people because you're allowing the toxic things to just be washed away as you move forth in the new. And, guys, I talk with my hands. I'm a talker with my hands. I love it. So I tell you, let me double-check on the radio show and see if anyone wants to speak. All right, no one's pressing one, so I guess y'all don't want to talk. So we are still, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you're dialing 929-477-2178. You're pressing option one if people want to be a part of the discussion. Again, that was 929-477-2178, option one, if you wanted to be a part of the discussion. Or if you're on Facebook Live, you can just go ahead and chime in and I'll read it to you. But if you want to be recorded with your voice, you have to dial in on that number. But, guys, I tell you, this has been such a blessing. This month we started out January with just, and when I tell you you're blessed, you were blessed. So you're going to want to go back to blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. All of the shows are recorded each and every week. So if you miss anything, if you miss any of the On Fire to Inspire for January, you want to go in and listen to it, because we started out the month with unleashing your power within, because you have so much on the inside of you that needed to be unleashed. Then we talked about renewing that mindset and walking in your full potential. And, man, when I tell you the whole month of January was on fire, if you missed anything, you want to go back and listen to the recording. And then when I interviewed my apostle, Andrea Zoe Leggett, when we talked about her topic was walking out your full potential. And this thing was birthed on the mind detox. And it was like, wow, God, we didn't plan that. So like I tell people all the time, I'm just the mouthpiece that God is using for on 5S5. This is his show. Day in, day out, this is his show. I do this show each and every week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesdays, have been doing it now for a little over three years, and I give God praise for and an honor to have been chosen to do it, because when God told me to do it, I was like, don't know anything about that. But it's not about being in your comfort zone. How many millionaires do you know that are making millions that did it in their comfort zone? So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. That's what one of the things that the Lord said to me, get comfortable being uncomfortable, you know. And because there are so many people that are waiting on you, they're waiting on you to share your story. They're waiting on you to direct them, because you've already passed tests. You've already worn those shoes and walked in them. You've already ran the marathon. So help that next person come into their place and in their space, because guess what? You may have the testimony that I don't have. So they're going to listen to you. You're going to test that person's life because you walked in their shoes. And so there are some things in life that you can talk to them about that I can't speak to them about. Welcome everyone that's joining. So as you're sharing your story with the people that need it, you know, help them. Be transparent. As the Lord leads you to be transparent with them, help them. Because I'm telling you, there are so many people that are imprisoned in their minds. So it's time for them to get, you know, come in contact with you as you share with them how God brought you through and how you're walking out the things that you had no clue that you'd be able to do. You're like, ooh, Lord, But now you've made it through. And we've made it through this 21-day mind detox. So congratulations to each and every person. Let me check and see if anybody's raising their hand to speak. Guys, y'all being too shy tonight. I don't know why y'all being shy. But if you want to be a part of the discussion, again, 929-477-2178, press option 1. We'll bring you online. And like I said, all of the shows are recorded. So go back and listen to any of the January shows because you will be blessed. Next week we're going to have two licensed therapists coming on the line, Ms. Denevra Pearson and Ms. Patricia Timmerman of Advocate to Recreate. So they were with us last year, and they were such a blessing. This next week, they're going to be coming back. And so, guys, I'm bringing people on that are walking out their purpose, that are living and loving life, living on purpose, loving on purpose. And I'm telling you, you can feel it out. It's like it zooms from their pores because they love it. And that's what the Lord said even about this show, that because I bring the people on, they love what they do. There's a fire on the inside of them. There's a passion. You know, the joy that they have is not fabricated. It's not artificial in any way. Just like with me, people are like, girl, how do you have so much energy? How do you? I tell you, it's so God. Because I could have had a day that you're like, whoo. But guess what? There's like right before I get on the show and I get into my worship, it's like God just gives me a supernatural strength, and it's like I've had an eight-hour sleep. And just because you're doing what you were called to do, you're doing what you were born to do, you're doing what you were purposed to do. It's time out for waking up in the morning and saying, oh, is it Friday yet? Oh, I hate my job. No, it's time to live a life of purpose and on purpose. So it's time to renew your mind, and it's time to live a life on purpose and in purpose. And if you don't know what your purpose is, start praying about it. God, when I was praying about my purpose a couple of years back, I asked God, what did you put breath in this body to do? And what did you put breath in this body to be? And I promise you, as you continue to just seek God, he'll show you. You just got to be still enough to listen. I remember at the time that I started praying about it, I was running. I was in the corporate world, and then I was in the volunteer world because I'm a philanthropist as well. And then I was doing this for this person and that person. And the layoff happened, and the Lord said, I had to keep you in a place where you had to be still. You were too busy. You couldn't hear me. So get still enough to where you can hear him, because you're asking him for direction. You're asking him for clarity.
Now be still enough so you can hear him as he directs you, because there is someone waiting on you. They're waiting to hear your story. They're waiting for you to tell them that they can do it, because you can do it. You've done it. And so everybody call me Miss On Fire to Inspire, because that's the name of the book and that's the name of the show. But guess what? I call myself a purpose midwife. Why? Because God has created me to be that person to remind you that you already have it on the inside of you. You've been ordained for this life that you're living. You have been already qualified. You're qualified to live it. You've been certified to live the life that God created for you to live. I can't walk your shoes, but I can tell you that you have it on the inside of you. So as that purpose midwife, I tell you to push, because it's time to push it out. Push, because it's time for you to do it. I tell you, everything on the inside of me is excited for you, because it's that time for you to come into this fresh and a newness, knowing that you've been renewed in your mind, renewed in your thoughts, and it's time to walk out this life that God is calling you to. I'm excited. I'm excited to hear the testimony back. So, guys, make sure you chime in and send me the chats on Facebook, whether you do it on Fire to Inspire Network page or my personal page. Reach out to me. Let me know what's happening, because I'm telling you, I'm getting them, like, daily now. People are reaching out. People are like, how do I get purchase the book, or how do I do this, how do I do that? Guys, the books can be purchased on Amazon. They can be purchased on Kindle. You can email me on onfireandinspire@gmail.com. But, again, the 21-day mind detox is coming as a book. It wasn't planned, but when God says move, you got to move. You got to do what he tells you to do. Sometimes you don't understand it, but guess what? It's already purpose and plan. It's for your good. Thank you so much for joining, every person that's joining on Facebook Live. And if you want to be a part of the radio show discussion, we are live on the show as well. So if you want to be a part of this discussion that's recorded where everybody hears and they can go back to a playback, it's 929-477-2178, 929-477-2178. Press option 1, we'll bring you live. But, guys, I'm excited about what God is doing through this 21-day mind detox, because you're detoxing that body, you're detoxing that temple, you're getting that temple together. Now get that mind together so all of it goes hand in hand and you're walking in that victorious, triumphant life that God has already created you to be and calling you to. Let me see if we have any comments that need to be read real quickly. Let's see here. And thank you again, guys, for joining us on Fire to Inspire tonight. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Let's see here. Everybody's trying to be bashful tonight. They're being bashful, but as soon as I hang up, I'm going to have all these people chatting and telling me all this stuff. But, guys, thank you again for joining us. So the 21-day mind detox has been phenomenal. You've taken off all the toxic mindsets, what people said about you, what people said to you. You're renewing your mind with the word of the Lord, with the word of God. If anything that has been said to you or said about you doesn't line up with the word, guess what? Reject it. Just send it on out the door, because everything that was toxic, anything negative is toxic. So everything that was toxic, send it on out the door. You're taking on the alkalinity, because cancer can't live in alkaline. So you're alkalining your body. You're alkalining your mind. You're being intentional about your thoughts. You're being intentional about your words. And you're moving forth in this newness that God is calling you to. Awesome, amazing job. Praise God for your wisdom. Thank you so much, Kiana. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the comments. So, guys, I tell you, it is a new day. It's a new year. And so it's time to walk in the newness. So as you've done the detoxing of that physical body, I promise you, if you continue to be intentional about your words, your thoughts, and your ways, I'm telling you, speak life intentionally about your life. So even when you're saying stuff in plain, God, understand the power that you have with this tongue, the power that you have with your words. I tell you, it's time for you to be intentional about your words, intentional about your ways, intentional, guys. So if you want to be a part of that 21-day mind detox, it's not too late. Today was day 21 for us. But I am bringing out the ebook real soon. The Lord said it had to be done, so I started on it. It'll be wrapped up real soon. Started on it on Sunday, so it'll be 99 cents. It's going to be an ebook on Amazon and Kindle. So look for it. got to get someone to design a cover. So once that's done, and I know that someone is finished with the downloads of the introduction and the exit of it, guys, we will be done. So again, I am Aaliyah Butler. This On Fire Inspired. Thank you so much for joining us on On Fire Inspired tonight. Again, next week we will have two licensed family and children's therapists, a marriage therapist. We have Ms. Ginevra Pearson and Ms. Patricia Timmerman of Advocate to Create. So, guys, join us next week. You got licensed therapists on. So, if you have any questions, guess what? You're getting free counseling. So, make sure you dial in next week, 929-477-2178. I think we're going to be doing Facebook Live. I'm confirmed with the ladies and see if they're going to be available for that. But make sure that you dial in, because they were phenomenal last time we had them. Same thing this time. I know they're going to be phenomenal. Thank you to each and every sponsor. It's all about me, guys. Make sure the stage play is coming up April 21st and 22nd, 4 p.m. show. Thank you so much. I'm loving being able to be a part of that, Sister Teresa Smith. Thank you so much for being allowing me to be a part of that cast. I was honored to be asked. And then 50 Miles Per Hour is written by Lee and Lee Production with Linda Lee. And so that play, I'm going to be a part of that on April 28th. So, guys, there's so much going on. So this coming Saturday, if you are in the Atlanta area or in driving area, you want to get to Kingdom Works International Ministries. We have Apostle Davis coming in from Detroit. When I tell you that man is a prophetic apostle, oh, my goodness. So you got both of my pastors operating the prophet so strong. But you're going to have this man of God that's going to be bringing his team with him. So if you're in the area, you want to get to 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Conyers, Georgia, 30094. And that is at 7 p.m. If someone can type that in, or I'll make sure we can get that done. That is 7 p.m. Parker Road, that is 1303 Parker Road, Suite G. People that are trying to dial in, I apologize. I don't know what's going on with the phone line tonight, so I will have that checked on again. 929-477-2178. You can dial into the show normally, but I'm going to check on that. Also, that Saturday at 7 p.m. Then we have Lee and Lee Productions. That's April 28th. We have It's All About Me, April 21st and 22nd. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz will take care of all your hair care and beauty needs. And Roz can be contacted at 404-599-3712. Finding Peace Within, The Journey of a Smile Prayer Journal by Lisa Dawson, that is available on Amazon.com, because it's a physical journal that will take you from childhood back to current time. Purpose by John Mark Howard, and that's on all digital outlets. johnsmusic.net, that's johnz.net. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Afrographics with Aaron Senior. Now, why I keep forgetting Aaron's last name? Aaron Senior. What's Aaron's last name? Aaron Richmond Senior. Aaron Richmond Senior. Afrographics, getting tongue tied. And then Inspired Jewels for You, Inspired Jewels, the number for you.com for your $5 jewelry, and Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. Thank you to each and every sponsor for On Fire to Inspire. So, again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We're here each and every week, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. So, guys, tune back in next week. Tell a friend, share this video, share this post. And we will be back with two licensed therapists next week. So love you guys. Have a blessed week. Your day is blessed because your life is blessed. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night.